Gary, you made it clear at the start of the season, survival in the National League and to get your hands on the Surrey Senior Cup, and congratulations because you've now achieved a very unique double.
Well, it's good for the club. It's very important that, as I say, moving on from Saturday, which is a great relief for everybody connected in every way or form for Woking Football Club, to make sure we stayed in the National League was massive for this football club. It was a great weight off mine and Steve Thompson's mind as management team. And to have the cup final tonight was nice and important to us in a big, big way in respect of, trying to put those finishing touches to a mixed season. And, of course, to win tonight and, see some reward even more so for the supporters, and a bit of silverware at the football club at the end of the season, as I say, is very pleasing.
When you look back at the game tonight, Gary, it seemed to us in the commentary box like it was a case of once Woking could get the first goal, they were going to go on and win fairly comfortably. Did you have the same sort of vision of it?
Well, I was up there, to be honest with you, in the first half. I was sat in the big stand, and it wasn't the most pleasant changing room at half-time in respect of what was said. And I didn't really want that, really, at the last game of the season. I didn't want that, but a few own truths got told at half-time. There's no secret about that, because I felt that we were already on the beach, some of us, and we were turning around and not doing enough. I was disappointed with the first half, but, we changed it around and got into a few of them the way we wanted to play, and, of course, the energy and the tempo, moving the ball a lot quicker, a lot more desire shown in the second half. Substitutions came on and all done very, very well, made a big impression. All three of the subs actually done very, very well. Three very good young promising players who will look over the course of the season. I think that Charlie and Connor and Luke Candy will have, a lot more to offer going forward with the football. And I think that this season has done them, as well as Fabio, the world of good in respect of a great learning curve in this level of football of the National League. So they're going to be better players for that, that's for sure. So, as I say, good goals from Charlie Carter, there's no secret about that. Connor Alt chipped in as well there. So, of course, to win 4-0 is always pleasing.
I was just going to say, Gary, you took the question out of my mouth there. Charlie Carter, two more goals in this competition tonight. He's now scored in every round. He loves the Surrey Senior Cup, doesn't he?
Yeah, Charlie's going to be a very, very good player. There's no doubt about that. Charlie's come a long way, and that's all, credit to the academy at Woking. You've got to give a great deal of credit to the academy. That he's a player that, we saw certain things in over the last 18 months where he's been training with the first team boys under the guidance of Steve Thompson, the coach, and you can see how much he's developed and how much bigger he's getting and stronger. He's going to be a player, there's no doubt about that. He's got a great time ahead of him, I'm sure, going forward in football.
You told us on Saturday, Gary, you're meeting with the board tomorrow to discuss what might go on in the future. Yeah. Have you, I'm not asking you to tell us what's going on, have you got a decision made in your own mind? And can the board sort of do anything to persuade you to stay here? Because obviously the fans and everybody would love you to stay.
I've always said at the end of the day, I've got no interest in managing at the present time any other football club. I have no aim to be going anywhere in respect of another football club. There's no gain for me to be wanting to go and manage another football club in the sense there. But there's factors, there's things what have happened, and at the end of the day, I'm what I am in respect of, we will talk tomorrow night, and all I can turn around and say is that I am a principled man on certain things, and at the end of the day, I know sometimes I might come across a little bit brash or bullish or whatever way you want it is, but I like to be told things the way I like to tell them. And like I say, we go and have a chat tomorrow and see what comes out tomorrow. I'm under contract at the present time throughout the summer at the football club. I've got no intentions of turning around and thinking to myself, well, that's me walking away from the football club tonight. I've got a duty. I've got to be professional. I will do that. Whatever Woking Football Club want me to do through the period of fulfilling my contract, I will do that, whatever the situation is. But, I have got things. There's no secret about that, and I'm sure that things will come out in due course, because, you know, I'm not going to put things out on a washing line for people to hear about or know about. My first duty is to talk to the board of directors. They're aware of what the situation is. There's no secret about that. There's no secret, and I've made that quite clear. And ball's in their court. I can't be no fairer than that and honest than that. So, you know, that's where I am, Gary. I think you got to take what you can get from me, how it is. But it's not a football club where I'm walking away from or want to walk away from. But I've been put in a position where, at the end of the day, people are aware of it on the board of the position I've been put in, and it's not correct.
You're the man who's in the position of being manager, Gary, but can we underestimate the role that Steve Thompson has played in helping you here over the 6.5 years you've been here? How big a role, how big a part has Steve played in it?
Colossal. Every part is myself. I think that my first signing at this football club 6.5 years ago was Steve Thompson. And I think that it doesn't matter whether you're a manager, a coach, whatever the case may be, you've got to be able to work together. You know, we're having ups and downs on opinions, and, you know, we've got a good relationship where I think that Steve's input has been superb with the coaching side. There's no doubt about that. That's his domain, that's my domain, being the manager. But, you know, we have our views on certain things, but we've done it together. Everything we've done together. You know, it's not a case of him living 2 minutes round the corner and me living five. We both come from long distances, different parts of the country. We both get, you know, as I say, passionate. We both get frustrated at times, but we are a good pair together. And I like to think at the end of the day, and I appreciate what the supporters feel and think about situations and things over our 6.5 years, but I do believe, not saying in a conceited way, we've been a very, very good partnership working at Woking Football Club, because, as I say, to get them back into the Conference League after being out of the league, I think, for 4 or 5 years, and averaging at that time when I came here, very small crowds. And I remember the first crowd I come in front of here on a Tuesday night for the first home league game against Farrock, 661. You know, now we're, you know, a club even on a poor season by our league standard form, which is, you know, over 5 years. It happens with every football club at every level. You're going to have a bad season. But we've still averaged over 1,400 fans this year. 1,400 as a part-time club in the Conference League, I think, is a very, very good achievement for a football club who've got such loyal supporters and people who volunteers, whatever way you look at it, who's on sponsors, everything, who work together at this football club. This is a football club which is very, very special.
And when you look back over the time up until now, Gary, yeah, you've had promotions back into the National League. You've had stability in the National League. You've had a couple of Surrey Senior Cup wins, etc., etc. Have you got one big abiding memory of your 6.5 years so far?
Not really, Gary. I ain't really, to be honest with you, I ain't really thought about it like that. You know, I think you think about things probably at a later day when you walk away or you move on from a football club. I ain't even got to the stage of thinking that. I'm not even tired. You know, I'm not even tired after the season it's been and where it's been. I'm not even tired in respect of, you know, I'm in a strange mind at the moment, Gary. I really am in a strange mind because, you know, as I say, I've been put in a position which I'm disappointed about. Disappointed.
Would you like to stay, Gary?
Well, I think everyone knows that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Like, you know, at the end of the day, there's I've made that clear. I've made that clear. There's certain things. excuse me. What and where it is, you know, at the end of the day. But I've said that. I can't do nothing about that, Gary. I can't do nothing about that in any way or form now. I made it clear. We'll make it clear tomorrow night. And at the end of the day, it'd be heads or tails in respect of what comes out of that picture. But as I said several times, and I think a lot of people, and, you know, I'm very close with Jeff Chappell, you know, and he knows that I've worked with Jeff and Steve Thompson over the last 6.5 years. Whatever the situation is regarding myself, I hope Steve Thompson stays. I've encouraged him to stay. I think it's very, very important for this football club that they keep Jeff Chappell involved at the football club in a big, big way. You know, he's a great ambassador to this football club. He still does a lot behind the scenes in respect of talking and working with me. I don't want people just to turn around and think like, you know, Jeff Chappell had his days in the early 90s or the mid 90s or whatever way you look at it and done his bit then, and he's just walking around the club as an ambassador. He's a very passionate man, but if I'm not at this football club, make no mistake, they do need Jeff Chappell at this football club with Steve Thompson, and hopefully the football club going the right direction.